97.9 FM WCHL. Hi there, it's Ron Stutz and Brian Chakos walking into the building. The walls are shaking. The floor is rumbling.
A few days away from spring game, man.
Yeah, I know, man.
You're fired up.
You're excited about this, aren't you?
I'm fired up, man.
There's 3 days to go.
I'm excited to see the guys back out there. Should be good.
Larry Fedora and the Tar Heels spring game, 3 o'clock Saturday, Keenan Stadium.
Be square.
Chakos is going to be there. And
that's right.
Every Carolina football fan is going to be there because that's going to be exciting stuff.
Yep. Yelling at the guys from the stands. So
yeah.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm doing. I'm excited, though. I'm excited to see this team. This is where it all starts.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a great year of Carolina football next year. I'm really excited. So. Yeah.
I know you've been working out, trying to get in better shape.
I'm trying
you
to.
So you can watch the game and
I'm trying to.
Not get winded.
From yelling, I get winded.
Yeah.
Or from getting up and getting popcorn and getting.
Hey, quick question.
Yeah.
Your buddies over at North Carolina State have decided to make the Carolina NC State football game in Raleigh next year.
I heard.
Their homecoming game.
Bring it.
Yeah.
We're going to smack them next year. That's going to be great.
That's kind of a risky proposal,
isn't
it? It's
a real risky proposal. But yeah. I will say, in 2004, when we beat the Miami Hurricanes, mm-hmm. who were number 4 in the country that year,
right.
I believe they were our homecoming game.
Yeah.
So, sometimes you got to live large and, you got to obviously bet big. So
usually you need to schedule somebody you think you can really beat, for homecoming.
Yeah.
Everybody can celebrate.
Patsies,
exactly.
But NC State's confident. That's all right. We'll go.
That's cool. That's cool. I'll be ready for that game, too.
Me too, pal.
You got a good joke?
I do. I got a clean joke of the day right here, folks. So buckle your seatbelt.
Or buckle your chin strap.
Or buckle your chin strap.
Case.
That's right. And this is from May McClendon. May, you're fantastic at sending jokes in, so I appreciate it.
May is an amazing woman.
And so here's the clean joke of the day, folks. Everyone was seated around the table as the food was being served when little Logan received his plate. He started eating right away.
Mm-hmm.
Logan, wait until we say our prayer, his mother reminded him.
Yeah.
I don't have to, the little boy replied. Of course you do, his mother insisted. We say a prayer before eating at our house.
Mm-hmm.
That's at our house, Logan explained. But this is Grandma's house and...
Grandma cooked it?
Oh, come on, Ron. I was just about to get to the punchline, man.
Well, I just that's where it was going.
Come
I could
on.
Tell.
See, folks, even Ron jumps in and steals my lines.
I knew it was going there. That was a logical conclusion. Not many things you do are logical, but that particular one was leading right to that conclusion.
Oh, well, that is true. That's very true.
But well, anyway, it's pretty
good. Folks, that's the clean joke of the day.
I like that.
And
smart
Mr.
kid.
Stutz, you have a great day, man.
All right, you too, buddy.
Rock it.
3 days until the football game.
3 days, folks. Show up. Support these guys. They need your support.